This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We shall see in the vice presidential debate tonight how long it takes for the old standbys of this campaign to come up. The emails, of course, and since the New York Times story this weekend, Donald Trump's taxes. Mr. Trump talked about that story in a speech he made yesterday in Colorado.
I have brilliantly used those laws. I have often said on the campaign trail that I have a fiduciary responsibility to pay no more tax than is legally required, like anybody else. Or, put another way, to pay as little tax as legally possible.
Fiduciary responsibility is one of those business phrases you hear a lot, but about which there is some confusion. Here with Sabri Benishour and our explainer.
So, about Donald Trump's fiduciary duty.
I think that it's a lot of hooey.
Essentially legal nonsense.
An amazingly manipulative, cynical, and false portrayal of the concept of fiduciary duty.
Hillary Sale, professor at Washington University Law School. Robert Jackson, professor at Columbia Law School. Lynn Stout, professor at Cornell Law School. First of all, this is what fiduciary duty actually is. Hillary Sale.
Technically, we define a fiduciary as somebody who is required to act in the best interests of another person.
That is, to put the interests of someone else ahead of your own interests. So your accountant has a fiduciary duty to you. A corporate board has a fiduciary duty to the corporation.
But these are his personal tax returns. He has no fiduciary duty to cut his own taxes.
Now, let's say we weren't talking about his own personal taxes. Let's say we were talking about the taxes of his corporation.
Fiduciary duties do not command managers to minimize their taxes.
Columbia's Robert Jackson there. CEOs can keep taxes down, but they don't have to.
Corporations do things all the time that might produce a higher tax bill or lower corporate profits.
Cornell's Lynn Stout.
Corporations choose to raise their employees' salaries, and they choose to make charitable contributions, and they choose to operate in an environmentally sustainable fashion that is more than the law requires.
And if anything, CEOs and boards are given legal protection to do those things, not legally required to avoid them, as Mr. Trump suggests. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.